Jr. This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. An apparent failed coup attempt erupted on Wednesday in Bolivia, AP correspondent Haya Panduani reports.
Bolivian President Luis Arce has addressed supporters who gathered in Plaza Murillo outside the governmental palace after an apparent failed coup attempt. Arce confronted the general commander of the army, Juan José Zuniga, who appeared to be leading the rebellion. Arce said, "I am your captain, and I order you to withdraw your soldiers, and I will not allow this insubordination." Bolivian television showed two tanks and a number of men in military uniforms outside the building, but troops and armored vehicles later began to pull back. Supporters of Arce flooded into the plaza outside soon afterward. They waved Bolivian flags. I'm Haya Panduani.
Nairobi residents reacted with skepticism after Kenyan President William Ruto on Wednesday withdrew planned tax hikes, bowing to pressure from protesters who had stormed parliament, launched demonstrations across the country, and threatened more action this week.
He didn't have a choice. He drew the bill because he knew that there's a revolution coming in this country. We had said, if you pass the bill, you go home. So bill, go home with the bill, right? So the reason why he had to withdraw the bill, because there's so much public pressure that he cannot pass that bill.
Ruto announced he would not sign a finance bill, including the tax increases, a day after violent clashes between police and protesters at the assembly and nationwide left at least 23 people dead and scores wounded, according to medics. Israel and the United States said on Wednesday they had made progress toward resolving a rift over U.S. weapons shipments after disagreements with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu publicly accusing President Joe Biden's administration of slowing down deliveries. Defense Minister Yoav Gallant.